I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by the one and only Lauren Simon, fresh off our Big Brother stint.
Hey, hello.
How are you, Petla? Are you okay? Are you just decompressing?
Well, you know, I'm actually just trying to catch up with my sleep, and I can't say I'm doing such a good job of it. Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey. It's been a bit crazy since I've got out there.
Yeah. How was your stint? How did you find it?
You know what? The things I was worried about were easier. I was really worried about sleeping in a bedroom with 13 people.
I would be.
And I was obsessed about snoring. I thought, if anyone snores, I was really looking at that side of the room where I was. So there was Louis, David, Ekansu and Zizi and Brad next to me. None of us snored.
Lovely.
So it was really quiet and it was really nice. The bed was dead comfy and that was perfect. The issue I had was the lights. It was a bit like sleeping in Selfridges. The lights were on till like 2 a.m.
No.
And the aircon was quite hard. And so I didn't sleep great because of that reason. But actually, the thing I wasn't as worried about was the toilets, but I ended up cleaning them. I ended up as a loo attender. Can you believe? 10 days of cleaning toilets every morning and every night, me and Brad.
Oh, man. I actually ended up with dunny duty quite a lot in I'm a Celeb. So I feel like I can empathise with you in that respect. I just had to carry great big sacks of all the campmates' shite.
It's just, you know what, the thing is, I am so clean. And I'm like, Levi said the other day to Gigi when we met, when they all came out, and he went, your mum is the most hygienic person I've ever met. I bleach things, I disinfect, everything's cleaner and cleaner. So for me, it was like, it had to be cleaned and cleaned, so it became my job.
Did it get really, because obviously, like, I can imagine there's a lot of different personalities in there, a lot of different, I suppose, what people accept as a level of cleanliness, everybody's idea of that is different. Did it get quite grubby?
Do you know what? I remember I was only there at the beginning. Yeah. So everybody in there, also that was one thing I was thinking, oh, is there going to be someone who doesn't shower, someone who's not clean? Yeah. They were all super clean. Everyone was showering. The problem is there's a lot of people with one bathroom, two showers, three toilets. It was 13 of us, but they were all super clean. The bins, nobody could be asked cleaning the bins, but, you know, they were all mucking in for washing up. I can't say anybody didn't pull their weight. It's just what job I ended up with. But, you know, Colson was like the human Hoover because we didn't get a Hoover that reached round right where the kitchen was. So he was on his hands and knees with his hands picking up the stuff off the floor. You know, Fern was constantly washing up. Sharon Osborne, I've never seen anybody manage to make the surfaces sparkle. You know, they have the hobs. She's a dab hand at that. The only person who didn't do anything was Louis, but you know what? He's older. He's just dead cute. We all ran around after Louis. It was like having your dad there.
King Louis.
King Louis, exactly. Brilliant.
I didn't think about that, Lauren, but honestly, that would drive me insane, the thing with the lights. Like, I have to have total darkness. I have to have, like, a little podcast playing. Like, my sort of environment has to be really specific for me to get a decent sleep.
I'm the same. I'm such a princess. I have lavender on my pillows. I sleep with the best earplugs. I take magnesium. I have to have it all relaxed and nice candles. And then I'm in there and So I didn't sleep well. Me and Louis used to spend most nights waving at each other about 3-4 times in the night, like waving. And we were staying up much later. I'm really boring at home. If I'm not filming, I'm in bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, me too.
So boring. I love sleeping. I count my hours on my hand. I'm like, oh, 10 hours. Yay. We're going to bed at like 1-2 in the morning and getting up about 9, 9:30. It's just not enough sleep for me.
She's used to a very specific lifestyle, guys. There was no lavender and the hours of sleep weren't enough. I don't know, mate. Like, I just think without me home comforts in a situation like that, like, I could get quite testy very quickly.
You know what? This is the weird thing, because we did all become family. And I remember I only did the first week. I could see by the last week there was a lot more
spiciness.
Yeah. There was a lot more niggles. But when I was there, we were like a really big family, and Levi was doing all the cooking. I mean, we ate every night, every meal, we all ate together, which was hence why it was like the washing up. And I thought there'd be a dishwasher. Did not think. I had my marigolds on all day making cups of tea. It was kind of what's the word I'm looking for? It was quite humbling. It was like going back to
basics.
And Louis, on Mother's Day, Louis said to me, he's got 9 brothers and sisters. His mum's still alive. Yeah. And she was doing that every single meal. So it was like, and Levi was cooking from scratch. Oh. So we were chopping onions, we were chopping the garlic, we were making salads. I actually managed to freeze one of the salads. I put it in the fridge, but it was too high. The whole salad came out frozen. But, you know, I made a
salad popsicle.
Yeah, popsicle, exactly. A cucumber popsicle. You're quick. And then you didn't see I made a lemon drizzle cake for everybody. I moaned a lot about I needed sugar and flour. And I kept, I like to moan if I don't get my own way. Yeah. Eventually, I did make this gorgeous big lemon drizzle cake, which was really nice. But we bonded over food. You know,
we went
to the basics and we ate together. And I was lucky enough that we won. I think I won one of the tasks with Nikita when I was riding him on the back as a horse. I was the jockey.
Hard day's work, mate. Someone's got to do it.
Really difficult, aren't I? I mean, that was like heaven. What do you want to do, Stella? Get on the back of this fit guy with a little hoppy blonde hair that's about 23. And win.
Italian.
Yeah, proper stallion, fair. Anyway, sorry, I like his girlfriend, and she's called Lauren too, and she's got a similar colour hair to me. Just about 20, 30 years younger. But hey.
Happens to the best with Lauren, unfortunately. Fucking hell.
So, and then we had loads of food because we won the tasks. Yeah. So there was so much food. So, you know, bless him, David, he likes a packet of crisps. He was making crisp butters. And you saw when everyone was shouting, I was going, well, it's the wine. And funnily enough, everybody in there did drink. There was everyone drank. So there was no, like, difficulties with it. Also.
No friction.
There wasn't any friction in that. Everyone kind of took their own jobs on. You know, that's why I think I got so upset when they nominated me. I was like, have I done wrong? I knew I had a bit of an issue with Zizi with the fruit salad. But other than that, I thought it was quite easy going. Obviously not.
In your own fucking toilets, you pack of bastards.
Well, interestingly enough, Levi said, I saw him the other week when they came out, and he went, wasn't quite as clean when you left. He went, no one was looking behind them. It was filthy.
Horrible, mate. Like, I think that's the element of a show like Big Brother I'd really struggle with. Like, years ago, I did Coach Trip with me pal Scott Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I still see clips on TikTok sometimes. And honestly, me and him are just laughing, like, awkwardly looking away. Like, because you got to nominate. And we liked everybody. And it's an awful situation to be in. But I feel like Coach Trip is a bit like tee-hee-hee. But, like,
they asked us to do Coach Trip. And I thought it was a brilliant show, actually. Dead fun.
Yeah.
It was the year I'd taken off filming. And they asked me to do it. So they wouldn't let me not film my show and do Coach Trip. But I think it's dead fun.
Yeah, it is dead fun. Honestly, if you get the opportunity again, do it. Like, I mean, babe, if you're used to your home comforts, like, you have to abandon that when you do a Coach Trip, because they put you in some of the shittest hotels.
You know what? Well, I did First Dates and they put me in the Travel Lodge, and I was carrying my case. First Dates was in Bath. And I mean, that's beautiful. And they never told me where I was staying until I landed. And I thought, I don't know why you've not told me where I'm staying. Travel. It was the worst. Actually, Big Brother was quite nice. It was all done out. And the pillows were quite nice. The duvet was nice.
I was thinking about that. So obviously the house is like quite new, isn't it? Like it's they've had a bit of a revamp. Is it gorge?
It is, honestly. It's really, really lovely. You know what? There was nothing I can say that's bad. I had a really good time. I did struggle with the lack of sleep, which made me struggle with the concentration. Mm-hmm. And I'm used to a bit of a siesta in the afternoon. I struggled with being up. It's a bit like being at drama school. Uh-huh. You know, the boys were singing all the time and dancing.
Feeling like you were in an episode of Fame.
I'm 51. I couldn't be arsed listening to them. They were getting on my tits. But when we did do the tasks, they were very long. I mean, they wake you up at 9:30 and, you know, bless him, David's singing. Someone else is doing something else. Then the breakfast starts, the bacon, the eggs, the washing up. It was like, and then groundhog. And then all of a sudden, you're either a horse, a jockey. I was a police woman, you know, and it's the long tasks. They're quite torturous, really. But they're so clever.
Yeah.
They're really, really clever. And they just, the dancing one was brilliant.
I think
it was fun.
And it does. Like, obviously, the cut down loads, and we enjoy them on TV. We've got no idea how long you're there. Like,
six to eight hours. I mean, long, long days. You've not eaten anything. And we're all worried about who's preparing the food before we can eat. It was just. It was fun, and I mean the production of Big Brother is incredible. I've never. Yeah. I don't know whether you can hear my daughter coughing in the background.
Oh, you're all right, babe.
She's whose computer I'm on. I was quite impressed with how smoothly Big Brother runs, and there was three voices. You only hear one. And he's got this dead sexy voice, really, really sexy. I just used to go and listen to him. Anyway, I met him at the party, the end of the Big Brother party.
And did the face match the voice?
Oh, yeah, and he was quite fit. And he came to me and he said to me, oh my gosh, he went, you are such a big fat flirt. He said, he went, he'd be standing there going, oh, Big Brother. I mean, and he's like going, oh, how's your blister on your foot? I'm like, oh. So it was actually. I was having a laugh with Big Brother.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And when we ran out of wine, they sent me in to go and see him, and he gave us more wine.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, we were, there was no shortage on wine and chicken and lots of food and bacon and eggs. Plenty of crisps. David likes his crisps and his Diet Cokes. And I mean, I was the one pouring the wine, so I can't knock anyone else. Like a rosé. It
does sound like you are very well looked after.
Honestly, it was amazing. I'd recommend it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back to Big Brother, I'm really interested to know how far in advance, like, you got, you were aware you were going in. Like, did you prepare in a certain way? Did you hear whisperings about who else was going in? Did anyone make you nervous?
Yeah, so what happened was six years ago, I went to the interview of Big Brother and I met them all. And it was when I was going through the divorce and they really wanted me to do it, but I couldn't do it. So when I heard it came back, they contacted me. And they said it was like a puzzle. They were putting everyone together. Yeah. And I found out 2 weeks before I went in that I got it.
That's quite close, that, Lauren.
Very close. But I have a very good psychic. He's actually coming around soon. You might see him in a minute because he's called Tony. And he always, I don't know whether you're into mediums, meditation, all that. So he'd already said to me, you get Celebrity Big Brother. It's coming back before it'd come back. And he said, and you get it. So it's kind of, I know the end of the story before it's happening. So I'd already got all my clothes ready and everything. But my PA said, you might be in and out a few times because, you know, everyone's cup of tea. So she packs for me in plastic bags. Every outfit was in a see-through plastic bag.
Like, oh yeah, I know the little containers, like the block things.
Little things. So it came in, came out. And the second time, the thought of unpacking and packing again was doing my head in. So I was very organised. The only thing, I think I took too many sparkly dresses in and sparkly skirts. And literally I wore my gym gear or my pyjamas.
Yeah.
It was very, very chilled, very laid back, which was quite nice. And it was quite nice to take a week out of reality. It's like going on holiday. Felt like I was going to a spa for a week. Did yoga in the morning with Levi, trained in the afternoon, did a few little bits and pieces, and a lot of, I actually lost weight in there because we ate so healthy.
God, yeah. Oh, that's all. I would absolutely just lie around like a slob and gain loads of weight.
No, you wouldn't, because it was quite fun. So there was like the gym group. So there was Colson, Nikita, me, Ekansu, and Marisha that trained. And then yoga in the afternoons or in the morning with Levi with the stretching. Even Louis was doing that. And then there was cooking with Levi in the afternoons. And we did a few little tasks. It was actually, I was lucky. Everybody did say we had a really great group of people. I know that there's been different things and different things said, but fundamentally, they're all good people.
Yeah. You did look like you formed really good friendships with like Louis, Sharon, Ekansu. Did you just know each other before you went in?
No. What? In fact, Louis said to me at the beginning when he went to try and get my bed, he said, I really didn't think I was going to like you. He said, but I love you. Ekansu, I've obviously seen, she's beautiful. I've seen her around on Love Island and I knew all about Davide. And I was really excited to see her and meet her. But I didn't know her. And obviously Sharon Osbourne, who
legend.
Knows Sharon Osbourne? I mean, legend.
Yeah.
I mean, she did get her marigolds on. She mucked in. She really did.
I'm really shocked. Like, I don't know why I'm shocked. Because like, when I see her on, like, I used to watch The Osbourne Show years ago,
me
Lauren.
Too.
Did you? So, like, obviously, I don't know why I'm shocked, because the life seemed not normal, that's not fair, but they seemed like they were just, you know, they had all the same foibles that other families have. They have good days, bad days, you know, sometimes the house is a mess, sometimes it's tidy. So, I don't know why I assumed she wouldn't just be, like, really nice and normal, but because she's so famous.
Yeah, and that's what I said to her. I used to watch The Osbournes, and she's got 9 dogs. So I used to live in LA, so I was asking her questions about LA and different things, and I've also got a Pomeranian, and she's got Poms and Husk, she's got Pomskies. So we had a common ground of interest, but I was still quite shocked to see her cleaning and washing up, and, you know, she makes everything dead tidy. She really does. And I was still a bit like, really? You don't need to. But the younger boys and girls kind of find her more of a mother figure.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. I would go for a glass of champagne with Sharon rather than, because I'm in the middle of the ages, you see. That was, you know, I mean, it's been announced. I've lied about my age for years, but I am 51. So,
I love you. I've lied about my age for years.
Oh, I have, because I've always wanted to pull younger boys, so I'll have to start lying again.
Oh, mate. Well, you don't look 51.
That's a little bit of help. I've got a good light on. I haven't even got a light on in here. You look great. How old are you?
36.
Oh, you look fab. And you've got a boyfriend.
I'm going to get married this year. Yeah, I've got a fiance. September, mate. Yeah, I'm dead excited. He's dead nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Erkan, he's lovely. Finally got myself a good one, mate. Are you single?
Yeah, I'll talk about that another time. I wasn't, but I think I am. I'm not very good at relationships.
I'm sure when you find the right one, you will be, mate.
Yeah, I think it's a bit me too. I'm a little bit hard work. But
we all are. We all can be.
I've got no patience. I'm just happy with my kids and my dog, if I'm going to be honest.
I think like the older you get, like the less bullshit you're willing to put up with. Like you kind of know, you know yourself, you know exactly what you're willing to like settle for and what it is you're looking for and all the rest of it. It just becomes,
you know,
you've got higher standards.
It gets worse. And what I was doing, this manifesting of what I actually wanted to achieve in my life and also with the man. And when I say be very specific, I missed a few things out. So I'm going to have to redo them.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And I am hard work. I'm not going to say that I'm not easy in a relationship. I like my own way. I'm the sound of my own voice. Which is not two good things to have, really. But I'm what I want.
We all can be difficult. Don't be daft, honestly. Speaking of difficult, you've been very complimentary about everybody in the house, but there were some ups and downs and things like that. Who would you say you got on with the best? And who would you potentially say you got on with the least?
Well, I mean, I can say it, but it was pretty obvious. I got on best. Well, we have to say it split it into two because I got on the best with Ekansu as a mate, but I was the closest to Louis as a father figure.
Yeah.
So very different friendships, in fairness. Me and Ekansu would have a laugh, and like if someone was being a pain, we'd start looking at each other and laughing, and we were giggling. So she was more of my mate, like my sister, and he was more like my dad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course it does.
Very different. Me and Zizi never saw eye to eye. You know, I actually did Lorraine the other day, and I was sat with her on the couch, and still seeing the same traits. Like I said, oh, you know, she'd ask us questions straight away. She couldn't wait to speak over me. And I just think, look, that's what she does for a living. She's very opinionated and she's very good at what she does. And I think there was a bit of a clash with us. And I still feel the same as what I did. You know, would I go out and have a drink or coffee with her? She wouldn't call me and I wouldn't call her. Do I think she's a bad girl? No. I think Marisha's fun. She's got the most amazing. She's so talented. It's like watching Tina Turner. She was doing theatre and dancing and shows. I think she's an amazing, amazing woman. You know, I think Nikita's really talented. When he taught us to dance, and he's really kind because he said, look, Laurie's really struggling with the dancing. And I was, everyone's going left, I'm going right. And he said,
I'm absolutely rubbish.
I think I'm all right when I've got a vodka in my hand in a night.
Yeah, I'm the same, mate. Honestly, think I'm fucking like Saturday Night Fever.
I think I've got that top. Is it Manoir de Voix?
No, it's just a little, I've been to the gym, mate. It's just a little.
Oh, right. I've got one.
Sweaty Betty. I do like that brand, though.
It's very cool. Yeah.
I ordered loads from them recently and had to send it all back because I'd gone for 8 and I'm clearly I've gone for size 8, but I've got really quite big boobs, so I had to send it all back. I'm a 10 clearly than this.
Well, I bought Kyla in a size, I'm a 10 to 12, but I always go bigger than it's size. And then the catsuit, I put, it was like, no, couldn't pull it up. But the outfit I went in, when Sharon goes, oh, she looks like Catwoman with those sparkly gloves. That was Manoir de Voix. I think that's easy.
I don't know. I would only butcher it in my accent anyway, mate. So I think you had a really great time in there. You've made some friends. You've absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Would you recommend for people to go in? Like, would you go in again if you got the opportunity? Did you have an overall experience really good? Or would you be like, I don't know.
Amazing, amazing experience. But I am a big believer that quit while you're ahead, do it once and jump out, right? Yeah. So I would say if it was you, yeah, go and do it. But would I do it again? No. But I'd like to do the jungle. I'd like to do, you know, what you did. Would you do the jungle again?
It's a hard one, mate, because yes, I would do it again, but like, you know how they do the All-Stars and stuff like that? Like, I don't think if I was to go back and go up against people like Stacey Solomon or Joe Swash or whatever, I don't think I'd win. And like,
so
I'm quite competitive. I'm like, I've done it and I did the best I ever could. So would I go back if I can't top it? Like, I don't know.
No, you see, well, I'm not competitive at all. I need to
for the ride.
I just get fun. It's all for laughs and giggles, and it's like whatever happens, happens. I need to probably be a bit more competitive, but I can't be. And that's why in my show, I'm the one that's always friendly with everybody. That I'm the glue that makes everyone stick. And they've all just been away in Spain, and they said I was missed because there's been a big divide in the group in the show. And I'm the one that makes everybody go, oh, let's just have a drink and have a laugh. So would I go back to do Big Brother again? Had the best time, tick, done. I'd love to go in the jungle. I'm not sure whether I could jump out the helicopter in. That'd be the only thing.
You don't always do that. I just walked into camp.
Oh, okay. 1 minute, I've just got my glasses. No, well, that's fine. I could walk into camp. I don't know if I could jump out because I'm a bit scared of heights. And as I'm getting a bit older, so funny story. I never used to be bothered about lifts, but now, since going through the menopause, I thought of getting trapped.
It's claustrophobic almost, yeah.
Terrible. And I got, Louis got stuck and then I did. So when you go into Big Brother, it shuts, it clicks the door, then you go in again and it clicks.
Yeah.
And Louis got stuck and had a panic. So Big Brother called me and I went, I'm really sorry, I apologise. Tell Louis, I apologise. Then I got stuck. And I went, oh, Louis, I just got stuck. And it's the most horrible feeling because you're stuck in this room. It's weird. So
I hate that.
I'm a bit claustrophobic, that's the only thing. But so, no, I've done it. I've had a gorgeous time. I'd like to have stayed a bit longer, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But there's other stuff I'd like to do. You know, maybe I'll do some more dating shows because I'm really good at that. I'm just a big fat flirt.
Yeah, good for you. You're sort of like the female Pete Wicks, Lauren. He gets himself about on the dating shows.
Oh, I know him. He went like that to me. Oh, go away, she's frightening me. He said to Seema, get her away, she's scary. Wasn't even after him. It's not my look.
The way you said that, they're like, oh, I know Pete Wicks. It was carnal, Lauren. It was like he's been at it.
No. He's one that's got away. No. Sorry, Pete. It's great. I do see them all around when we're doing the same.
Yeah.
NCAs and all that stuff.
Were you pleased David won?
Was I pleased David won? I like David. I always wanted Nikita to win. I've said it from the beginning. He's so talented. He's so patient. He's so kind. He to me, has got so much talent. When he teaches you to dance, when he dances, he's just so talented. I like David, but I'm struggling. No, he wasn't. You know, everyone's got their own opinion of who they think should win. I mean, they all didn't want me to win, so that was pretty obvious. But no, it was Nikita was my first. Or I reckon Sue. And I think because she's got... for me, it was about somebody to further their career to win. And David will do well. And it's just... I just think Nikita... But the truth is, I think... everyone in the final was a winner.
Yeah.
You know, all of them at the end were, in my opinion, I don't think there was one winner. I think they were all winners then.
I think anybody who goes and, like, gets himself out of their comfort zone and puts himself in something like Big Brother, SAS, I'm a Celeb, whatever it is, like, I do think you get something out of it. You learn something about yourself and ultimately that does make you a bit of a winner, you know?
Yeah, you do. You learn your different trades. Like, you know, I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I actually quite like myself more than I thought, but I'm also, for me, I didn't realise how I'm quite soft. I got really upset and I always thought I was quite tough. Yeah. And actually, I'm not. And I came out thinking that I've done my journey in life and I've learned loads about me, but I think I loved more the yoga side and the more simple things in life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really need the glitz and glamour as much. And yeah, I think I'm happier walking the dog, going for a ride on a horse with my kids, just simple lifestyle, nice food, relaxing more.
And
I think I'd like I did say this to Levi coming out of there, I want to do more meditation, you know, more yoga classes, that stuff, rather than chasing the dream. The dream comes and finds you. You don't have to chase it.
I think once you get really comfortable and content in who you are and, like, you know, you're happy and there's a sense of harmony in your life, like, everything you want kind of does come your way.
Yeah. But you have to be very specific about what you ask for.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you a very funny story very quickly. And like, my mum's, I was manifesting and I put, I want to go to the Maldives. I'd been and I just wanted to go back. My mother rings me up. She goes, morning, Al. She said, I've got a holiday to the Maldives. You and me, I'm on a cruise and then we do a week there. And I went, you're having a laugh, Mum. I don't want to go to the Maldives with you. Love you very much. I want to lie on the beach with a fit guy shagging him, not sit with my mother reading a book. So, again, I had a...
Ungrateful cow, Lauren.
Wasn't specific enough.
You weren't, babe. No mams, fit men only in the Maldives. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. We've heard a lot since Big Brother finished about like how Ekansu found her time in there and, you know, how she thought potentially the edit wasn't very forgiving with her. Have you spoken to her? Is she okay?
I actually just texted her before. We have spoken a couple of times. And look, like I've said this across the board, the fact she didn't come back to the party and she didn't do anything speaks volumes. And obviously she wasn't happy with the way she was edited. That's up to her to discuss, not me.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I got on with her. I think she's a great girl. She obviously didn't like the way, you know, she was edited. It's not. And I only talk about situations that I really feel strongly about. And I think that's for her to talk about.
Sure. I really like Ekansu. I thought she did.
She's so sweet. She's like, we were sitting there, she's going to tell you whatever you want, whatever makeup you want. Do you want a cup of tea? She's dead sweet. Yeah. She said, oh, will you chop an onion for me? And we're making a salad together. She's very, very sweet. She's like, she reminds me a lot of my daughter, Gigi. Yeah. She's dead sweet. She's a nice girl. She's like, she's quite insecure. She's like, what are you wearing? I wear the same. She wasn't like, oh, I want to look better than you. None of that at all. Yeah. She was actually really kind. Like, she's like, oh, come along and let's go and train. I'll wait for you. Are you getting ready? She wasn't like, right, you ready? She was so sweet.
I think she's very misunderstood.
Just because she's pretty.
Yeah.
The world wants to hate all these beautiful young girls because they think that they've got everything, but she's still going through the same issues and situations that we all are.
Yeah.
You know, so just because you're pretty doesn't mean that you get a pass to be hard. She is a beautiful looking girl. I mean, she wakes up looking like that. She's stunning. I know.
It's really annoying. I've seen her in real life. She's absolutely fucking lush.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So gorgeous.
But just gorgeous and down to earth, in fairness. So if they didn't show that bit of her, then it's a shame, really.
Yeah. But, and I think that's fair.
We do become a caricature of ourselves. I did on my show, and I think in the Big Brother, you know, I was doing a lot more cleaning. We did the poo busters. They don't think they showed all of that. I think that they didn't. I think they probably maybe showed me being this feisty, crazy cat woman, you know, to me, more than actually a bit lazy, sat on the bed trying to have a sleep. Big Brother's going, no sleeping in the day, Lauren. Like, oh, you know, I'm old, but I needed to sleep. I just think that she is a fabulous, fabulous girl and she'll get work. I think she should go live in LA and live the dream. It's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I definitely think she does. She did amazing in The Traitors, so that could be a potential move for her, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Lauren, I've absolutely loved talking to you in part one. Thank you for all the Big Brother goss. I'm such a fan. It was fantastic. In part two, I can't wait to talk to you all about The Real Housewives of Cheshire and find how you've been doing.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.